You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Standard Bank Group reported their interim results for the 6 months ended 30 June 2026. Headline earnings for that business growing double digits, return on equity well within the target range for their 2028 targets. The business showing strength across all metrics locally and on the African continent. We're going to be taking a look at the results in a bit more detail with the Group Chief Executive Officer, Sim Shabalala. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Malume Sim, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The group just can't stop winning.
Yes. 52,000 people making 10 decisions every day is a huge, huge momentum that gets built, resulting in that 26 billion rand, up 10% and ROE of 19.8%. So it's the outcome of thousands of people doing good work every day.
Malume Sim, let's take a look at the operational performance of the business, especially on the African continent. Globally, we find ourselves in a very precarious position with all of the geopolitical events that are unfolding and that have been unfolding for the majority of this year. Despite this, the group still able to have 40% of its earnings coming from the rest of Africa, currently in almost 50% of the African countries. The Standard Bank Group has a presence in 21 out of the 54 countries on the continent. The business not particularly fazed by some of the macro factors that are out of your control, carrying on almost as though these factors will find you along the way. What's the secret for the business here?
To me, it's portfolio theory. Portfolio theory, when parts of the business are doing well, in this year, CIB, others will struggle, BCB, PPB. But when the cycle turns, it'll be the retail bank doing better than the wholesale bank. And that's been the case over the last 30 years, for as long as I've been in banking. So we've got a great portfolio, 21 countries. Those countries that you refer to make up 80% of African GDP, which is large. And they made, like you correctly point out, 10.4 billion rand. That is 7% up. The really interesting thing, Jimmy, was that to make your macro point, interest rates declined throughout the continent, well, in many countries on the continent, in addition to which the currencies in a number of countries weakened versus the South African rand. So that 10.4 growth was actually 11%. That growth on 10.4 is 11% in constant currency, in other words, in local currency. But when you convert it to the rand, it was 7%. So yes, a portfolio, East Africa, flat, South and Central, up 6%. And the hero in that set of businesses is West Africa. They were up 13%.
Malume Sim, can we take a look at the investment from the business's perspective? Increasing or adding another $80 million into expanding Tanzanian operations, just recently announced there, of course. We're looking at this set of numbers. We're looking at the growth from a revenue perspective. And it's important to contextualize this. We're only halfway through the year.
Yes. So we are making investments, and those investments are actually meant to do exactly what you referred to, add to our top line, to our revenues. So we've made an investment that the CFO spoke about this morning into our business in Tanzania. And we're about to do the same, actually increase our shareholding in our Angolan bank to 75%. It's going to happen by way of IPO. How much we'll be pumping in will be dependent on the pricing of that IPO. We continue, as we said in the presentation, to support our clients as they make investments, as they put in place their trading activities, whether they're importers or exporters. And we're doing that throughout the continent, and therefore growing organically and taking advantage then of these secular trends on the continent, infrastructure, demographics, growing trade with other trading blocks, but also trade on the African continent. And the group is well positioned to take advantage of all of that.
Speaking of taking advantage of those relationships and those trade routes that are opening up, I want to get your thoughts, Malume Sim, around how it is that the bank then approaches the remainder of the year and perhaps subsequent years. We are well on course to hitting the 28 targets of return on equity of between 18 and 22%. We're almost at the 20% mark, and I suspect by the end of the year, we could very well have breached that level. We know that 2028 is still a couple of years away, but at the rate at which the bank is moving, this target could be reached sooner rather than later. How then does the bank start to think about growth differently on the African continent with a presence that, as we said earlier, is already almost at 50% of the continent? And that's not where the bank is limited to. There's operations in London, there's operations in Hong Kong. How does the business then start to execute the remainder of the strategy between now and 2028?
Jimmy, the rugby enthusiasts amongst your listeners will say that the Currie Cup was not won in June. So we only really in August right now, and we've committed to the investment community that on banking revenues, our guidance is will be in mid to high single digits. We've said cost income ratio below 50%. And then we've set a group ROE that will be higher than 2025. And we think we will get there. We've also said, and as you correctly analyze, that we are going to get our headline earnings per share to between 8 and 12% CAGR during that period to 2028. And we're going to get our ROE between the target of range of 18 to 22%. Every action that we take is calculated to get us there. And in fact, having said that to you, you are familiar with a Gordon growth model where you need to grow your return on equity, but also you need to grow your revenues and your earnings. And we laser focused on all the levers necessary to do that. Those levers include growing our lending book, making sure that it's appropriately managed from a risk perspective. So allocate the capital, but make sure that the risk is tight. Holding our costs tightly. So we've had 10 consecutive reporting periods of positive jaws. That's some kind of a record, Jimmy. There are many things we cannot control, like the macros and interest rates, but we can control who gets hired, at what cost, how productive are they, and so forth. So we're heavily, heavily focused on those. On the continent, we think the entire continent is attractive, actually. We think that as it gets increasingly integrated, it becomes more and more attractive to people that are looking for either the resources that the continent produces or to invest in the infrastructure that the continent will be building or to invest in the human capital that is on the continent. And so all of those factors will generate higher revenues. We will manage the costs as best as we can. We'll be judicious in allocating our capital. That'll produce headline earnings as well as the return on equity we're referring to.
Malumisim, before I let you go, what has you and the management team concerned, if anything? It doesn't seem at face value that there's a lot that can concern the group, given the current momentum track that you're on. But I can imagine with external factors, such as those we alluded to earlier, there must be something that keeps you wanting to stay laser focused on your objectives. What are those concerns for you and the group?
We're paranoid about competition. The competition in South Africa and on the continent is ferocious. And so we obsess about what our competitors are doing. You know, is APSA's home loans business getting better than ours? Why is it getting better than ours? Where can we learn from what they're doing? What's First Rand doing? What can we learn? What's StanChart doing? So being focused on competition. What are the fintechs doing that we're not doing? So being focused on competition. Secondly, crime generally, but cybercrime in particular. The sophistication of the crime out there is astonishing. And then thirdly, the war in the Middle East, as well as in the Ukraine, and also the various wars on the African continent are a deep source of concern.
A laser focus on continuing momentum and not being detracted by external factors that the business has no control over. The Standard Bank Group reporting strong headline earnings for the first 6 months of their new financial year. Return on equity growing in line with their expectations, and the business continuing to focus on how it is that they keep those metrics on the up. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Group Chief Executive Officer Sim Tshabalala joining us to reflect on the first 6 months of their financial year and what the next 6 months could hold.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.